A little bit of blue sky for the Rabbitohs. I know all their fans out there are lamenting the fact that Isaac Luke has been suspended for the grand final and also for the first match of the Four Nations after that lifting tackle on Sonny Bill Williams. But the good news is that the man who got them back into the competition, and a massive reason why they're going to be playing after 43 years in that grand final, is the legendary George Pickens, who just tossed it out there on the weekend. Tossed it out there, said, "Oh, I'm not going to the game. I'm not going." But if someone was silly enough to pay $100,000 to get me to the game, I'd look at it. And I'm glad to say our company, Tabcorp, they were silly enough by half to do it, George. Yeah. They've thrown in 50. The Telegraph's involved. Singer's involved. And, mate, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast. Yeah. But congrats, mate. You're off to the game.
Yeah, I'm off to the game. It's for a good cause. And I just probably wish I would have kept my mouth shut.
Well, you put it out there, mate, yeah, and they snapped it up so quickly.
Yeah, it didn't give me a chance to back out.
You should have asked for more, mate.
No, I don't know. Look, it's gone to good charities. It's as simple as that.
Well, you haven't been for about a decade, so I hope they find a good seat for you.
Well, I'll stay to the end. I'll put it that way.
Now, mate, do you know? I guess this has all happened so quickly for you, really.
Yeah,
hasn't it?
Yeah, it did happen quickly.
Do you know where you're sitting? Or where you be paraded, or what's going to be happening?
Oh, well, I'll just do what they tell me.
That'll be fair enough. You're right about it being a terrific cause, and it is. Oz Harvest is certainly the major beneficiary as far as Tabcorp is concerned, and there are so many great causes out there, but this is just another one of them.
Yeah, it's a great cause. You know, when you see people sleeping in the streets and that, it's a very good cause.
Here you are, mate, on the front cover of the Daily Telegraph. So you've been making the headlines. A very proud moment for all the Rabbitohs fans, being 43 years.
Yeah, it's funny, me being there, the headmaster always said I'd get on there.
Well, you eventually made it the front page of the Telegraph, which is strange. Mate, are you happy about going to the grand? I know this is charity, right? And that's terrific. Yeah. And they're all the winners, which is great. But are you personally happy about going back to the grand?
Look, I would have went to the games earlier. But, like, what I mean, the odds are you can strike a billy goat and all of a sudden you're in an argument. And I'm too old to be arguing, you know what I mean? So simple as that.
So you reckon there's still a bit of fight left in the old hooker yet?
Oh, I don't know. I like to think I'd bristle, but it might cause you more trouble than what you can handle.
I tell you what, mate, they're looking fantastic, aren't they? If they play like they did against the Roosters, they'll be hard to
beat. They played real well against the Roosters. Yeah. I thought, that's the best I've seen them play.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's brutal.
Yeah, it was a real tough game, you know.
Mate, obviously, while you haven't been at the game, so I imagine there's not much the Rabbitohs do that you don't miss on the footy field. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as you keep a real close eye on them.
Oh, I watch them every time they're on TV. I watch them, you know, like the only other side I watch on TV is the young nephew when he's playing. So, Braithen Astor, I'll have a look at his playing, but I watch South all the time.
Yeah. Now, mate, 1971, and of course, I think every Rabbitoh supporter is sick about hearing 1971, 43 years, you know, the drought. Well, at least it's been broken out, but you actually played in that 1971 grand final.
Yeah, Owen Wallace was injured, and I got a run, yeah.
And your prop forwards on grand final day?
John O'Neill and Johnny Sattler.
A little bit bigger between them than it is between Slats and myself, I reckon.
Yeah.
You feel a little bit safer with Lurch on one side and Sats on the other than you do with
Slats. There's an ongoing debate, George, as to who's the tallest here, and there's a text that came in said George will be the tallest one on the screen.
I don't know about that.
I'm not sure.
I'm 5'7".
Yeah. We've got you covered.
So, mate, on the strength of what the Rabbitohs have done this year, how do you see it panning out Sunday?
Oh, look, I think it'll be a tough game. I think that Canterbury will put a good showing up, but with the Burgess brothers, like, losing the hooker is a bit of a big blow. But what I mean, T.O. and that, I just think they'll perform.
Well, they performed last week. And Isaac Luke, it's a sad day, isn't it, when you get rubbed out of a grand final?
Oh, well, it's a shocking day. But, you know what I mean, like, what do you do? Do you have rules that you play by, or you... And I was a great one for breaking the rules, but I think that's where it gets to, and especially with that young bloke from Newcastle getting injured so badly, I suppose they got their hands tied.
My memory, you went for a couple of fairly long stints on the sideline, didn't you, George? From memory,
yeah, I got a few.
What was your longest one?
I think I got 6 weeks there once.
Was that for kicking?
Could have been. Like a, no. The first game I ever played, it wasn't a first grade game. It was a third grade game, and Val Serrata, I think was his name, and he headbutted me, and I felt my teeth go down my throat, and he soon must have seen the look on my face because he ran and I chased him. And I hit him in the back of the head and knocked him down, and I kicked him about four or five times. And the referee come and says, look, this is my first third grade game. I was told to send no one off, so I'm not going to send you off. But if you do it again, I've got to. Well, you never got cited in those days. If it stayed on the field, well, I never got cited. Oh. But in the paper the next day, instead of writing up the first grade, they read up the third grade game.
So you've chased this bloke all over the park. You've hit him in the back of the head and you kicked him. Yeah. He didn't get any time.
He's sent off now.
How could that?
Well, on that.
Times have changed, haven't they?
How do you view the modern game in terms of that? Is it over-policed? Or is it better that it's the way it is?
Look, when you see kids get hurt badly and you know, mothers see their boys come home with their teeth knocked out and things like that, well, yeah. You've got to make sure the game's, you know, clean. Within those boundaries like that you've got to stop it. And unfortunately, in the old days, you got away with a little bit more than what they do these days.
I saw those comments too, mate, that you're actually a supporter of the no punch.
Yeah. What I've been like, you know, you just, you know, in rage, you can just go bang and you kill somebody. Well, you know, not only do you ruin their family's life, you ruin your own life. So I reckon you should be, you know, out.
Now, mate, you're going to be, I imagine, have you heard from your old mates, you know, the famous Rabbitohs? Have you heard from Macca McCarthy?
I talked to probably the other day, but what I mean at the moment, well, they're all in the bosoms of the South people, and
but they'll be happy to have you.
No, but they will. But I'm not. You know what I mean? Like it was pretty personal. You know, that fight with the Crow and Holmes of Court, and that was pretty personal. And I just think that at some stages it all went too far, and and that's about it.
I know it was the stuff when it got personal. It's the stuff that stuck in your claw. But I've got to ask you. You're going to be at that grand final. Obviously, we saw at the Dalian.
Yeah.
If Russell Crowe came up to you and wanted to take you to his bosom, so to speak, or threw out the hand of friendship, might be a better terminology, George.
Yeah.
What does George Pickens do?
Oh, look, I'd shake hands. And look, what I mean, like, as I say, you grow up, and, you know, what I mean, I'm man 70. I'd say, I think you've got to realise that, you know, it's a game.
So you shake hands?
Yeah, I'd shake hands. I don't think I'd try to embarrass the man or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, I think it's fantastic you're going here.
Yeah, it's going to be terrific. Souths by how many, mate?
Oh, gee whiz. I hope they win by one will do me. I like to think they could win. If they play, 2012 will do me.
Mm. You're looking forward to it? I mean, I know you're looking forward to the game, but now it's got to be
a premiership.
Yeah, premiership after 43 years as well.
Yeah, I suppose I'm looking forward to it. You know what I mean? You know, like, as I say, I started in 1964 and I left the club in 2006. So I had a lot of years there, and to see them again, I suppose, it'll be good, especially if they can win it.
Well, mate, I know Slats and I have been chatting. I think it's terrific. That you're getting out there. I think it's great that you're going to be there and hopefully witness that 43-year premiership drought. Seeing you were the hooker last time they won that premiership back in 1971. And
it's going to be a hell of a celebration if you win, George.
Souths will be a stronger club for all you guys being involved.
Yeah, look, it's a fantastic thing. But, look, you know, like it's not that, you know, they've got nowhere to celebrate this year, which is sad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whether they'll go back to the juniors or things like that, like what I mean, but I've got to be honest, I'll be just going to the game and I'll head home from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully still celebrating that.
Yeah,
week.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic, mate.
Awesome.
So, it's going to be great. George, we thank you very, very much for your time.
See my old mate running around there, Malcolm Reilly.
It's funny because the old...
the footage up there.
They're playing the old grand finals up and it's unbelievable because we see it in just the body shape of the...
Yeah.
They're a lot leaner.
The football has changed so much, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Which is quite... Malcolm Reilly, what were your clashes like with him?
Oh, gee whiz, that was a good one. We had one at the cricket ground one day, like I was playing, and he headbutted me.
Geez, you got headbutted a lot.
It seems like the headbutt was common practice.
We started from there, and then the next play of the ball, he kind of struck me face and tore me. You can see it there, where he's tore all the gum down from the teeth, and I thought you bastard. So we into it, and as you know, I kind of got hold of him, upended him, and then his eye finger went up into my eye, so I thought I'd do the same to him.
So we've had honour. In this one little incident, we've had a headbutt, we've had a kick, we've had a into the mouth,
poke in the eye,
and a couple of eye gouges.
Yeah,
first well, out.
You did well to survive that era.
No, but I suppose that happened. There's all there was to it.
Yeah. Oh, George, they marched in the street with you to get the Rabbitohs back into the competition, and I'm sure as one they'll stand when you get to that stadium on the weekend. Terrific to have you back, and it's terrific not only you going back to the football and Rabbitohs, but it's also terrific that there's over 120,000 going to charity as well.
Yeah, that's great. That's why I went back to the game, was for that reason. Mm. But to say that I haven't missed football, I definitely have, and what I mean, but it was just a matter of principle, I suppose, that I've kept away so long, and I suppose I'm just stubborn.
Well, mate, you probably were, but here's a text that's just come in. Hi, boys. Going to Sunday's grand final will be so much more enjoyable knowing that George Piggins will be there. That's Craig from Gosford.
There you go.
And that will be the effect you're having on a lot of people, I would say.
Well, there'll be about 100,000 there, so we've got to get more than one.
Don't you worry about that. You'll be all right, and I'm sure the respect will be paid. George, great to have you in, mate. Great for doing that.
Lovely to meet you.
And I know the boys from, stay there, mate, the boys from Oz Harvest, and all those families, the mums, the dads, and the kids who benefit from that donation going to them, courtesy of Tabcorp, the Daily Telegraph, and Singer, who have all got involved. All very appreciative.
He done it out of spite.
He just wanted you. I told you I'd get you back to the game. That's what it would be like. Well done, mate. Good to have you in here, George.